Chapter 4 Test Pilot Neil had been younger than nearly all the other students when he first enrolled at Purdue. But he'd been away for 3 years. When he returned in September of 1952, he was 22 and older than most students. He was more mature. He was ready to study harder. During his last 2 years at Purdue, his grades improved greatly. He also joined a fraternity and, for the very first time, fell in love. Her name was Janet Sheeran. Everyone called her Jan. She was an 18-year-old freshman at Purdue. Whereas Neil was quiet, Jan was outgoing. She loved being around people. She and Neil were married in 1956, several months after his graduation. Neil's hope was to become an experimental test pilot. Not only would he get to fly new types of aircraft, but he would help figure out ways to build better planes. At Edwards Air Force Base in the Mojave Desert of California, the newest planes were first tried out. Naturally, Neil wanted to work there. So he and Jan moved to California. This meant Jan had to leave Purdue without finishing her degree. But Neil's career came first. At Edwards Air Force Base, one of the planes Neil flew was called the X-15. It was rocket-propelled. Instead of taking off from an airstrip, it had to be launched from another plane already in flight. The X-15 could go nearly 4,000 miles an hour and reach an altitude of 207,500 feet. Today, regular passenger jets travel at about 600 miles an hour at an altitude of about 40,000 feet. The X-15 was flying 50 miles above the Earth. That altitude is considered the start of outer space. So flying the X-15 was an early test for flying into space. Neil said, "We were using airplanes as tools to gather all kinds of information, just as an astronomer uses a telescope as a tool. We didn't fly often, but when we did, it was unbelievably exciting." Even when Neil was on the ground, he lived high up in the San Gabriel Mountains. He and Jan bought a little cabin far from town. It didn't even have hot water. Sometimes Neil would fly by in a small plane and Jan would wave out the window. Jan, who was an expert swimmer, taught life-saving classes to children. She and Neil also wanted to have a family of their own. In 1957, their first child, Eric, was born. His parents called him Rick. 2 years later, in 1959, the Armstrongs had a little girl. Her name was Karen, but Neil gave her a nickname too. It was Muffy. Neil was especially close to his little daughter, who was a sweet and happy child. Then, in the summer of 1961, 2-year-old Muffy fell and hit her head on a sidewalk. It wasn't a bad accident, yet afterward, her eyes became crossed. She started to run fevers. She tripped all the time. Her parents took her to a doctor right away. The news was terrible. Muffy had cancer. There was a tumor deep inside her brain. Today, there are so many medicines to treat cancer. Unfortunately, many of them were not discovered until after Muffy became sick. Doctors did everything they could to make her well. She lived through Christmas, but died at home with her family on a Sunday morning in January of 1962. People who knew the Armstrongs said they seemed to age overnight. How could something so terrible have happened? For some people, talking about a tragedy helps them bear the pain. But not for Neil Armstrong. He kept the sadness to himself. He never spoke about Muffy's death then or ever. New friends often didn't realize that Neil Armstrong once had a daughter. A week after Muffy died, Neil went back to work flying test planes. And a few months later, he made a big decision. The decision changed the rest of his life. He applied to become an astronaut.